Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, hey, thanks, and that'll do it for today. We'll see you tomorrow on I Wish. No, we got 3 hours together, so come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening. It is Titillating Sports. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Downtown San Francisco, California. I don't know of a lot of other San Franciscos, to tell you the truth. We have San Jose, Puerto Rico. We have Paris, Texas. We have London, Ontario. I can't really think of a San Francisco, can you? All right. Maybe I don't need to say California. It's like saying Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Is the Philadelphia, which means city of brotherly love, actually, in Latin. That was a fake city. That never even really was a real one. We're going to talk about the semantics and etymology of city names. We'll get into that, and we'll see what Minneapolis... No, we're here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours and, okay, foreign lands. The sun never sets upon the network, mostly because we have been very privileged to be on the airways of American Forces Radio Network, AFN. I'm a FAN of our military. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do. But even if you don't, we appreciate all that they do to keep us and our allies safe. So thank you. You stay safe. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through SportsByline.com. Any emails to me, rick@SportsByline.com. The whole first hour is open lines. Second hour, pretty jam. We got Jim Leyritz. Remember him? World Series champ a couple times over. We have Perry Baker, one of the best Rugby 7 players ever. We have a couple of punks, Johnny Celentano and Justin Milkman. Adam Ferrara, the comedian, will join us in the third hour as well. He's been on the show many, many times. We love Adam. He's a very good guy. He's a very funny, talented actor and comedian. All right, come on back. Let's do it.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. As I mentioned, the lines are available free and clear this entire first hour, so wherever you happen to be listening, Alaska, Hawaii, North Carolina, come on in, 1-800-878-PLAY. Rick, I'm in Chapel Hill, and we don't talk like that. All right, I'm sorry. I saw a remarkable sporting event yesterday. I was sort of gauging my bitterness with my interest in the event, weighing whether I should watch the Europa League final or not yesterday. Bitterness by saying that Tottenham were very close to making that final. Well, I really even shouldn't say that. It's not like they were in the semis, but I thought that was an event that they might win after the long, long road they went through. But it was Manchester United versus Villarreal. Manchester United has 45 trophies in their history, one of the most powerful and biggest names in world sport. Villarreal has zero trophies. I sometimes get Villarreal mixed up with Sevilla. Maybe it's because of the L's, but of course Sevilla has the bat, kind of looks like a Bacardi rum logo. Villarreal is actually a very small town in Spain. It has about 50,000 people. You know, it's about the size of, San Leandro. And so you think, wow, going up against a giant like Man United is pretty big. Now, Villarreal has been a top-flight team for a long time. It's not like there's some minnow who's just come up. But they were still facing a juggernaut in Manchester United. And also with Unai Emery, when he was with Sevilla, and then he went to Arsenal, and then he came back to Villarreal. I think that's why I got Sevilla mixed up. But anyway, he had won, did Emery with Sevilla, the same competition. And then he actually lost it with Arsenal. So he's the skipper at Villarreal. And it all came down to bread. What does that mean? Well, I went home after this show, and I thought, you know, the game started at noon, so I had already missed most of the first half, and I thought, well, I'll go for a run, and then I'll just check the result later. But I had some bread that was kind of fresh, and I thought, or I could just make a sandwich at home, watch this, and then run after. So I thought, right, I'll watch it. And I watched like the last couple minutes of the first half, and Villarreal was up 1-0. So I thought, you know, if it had been Man United 2-0 at the half, there's no way I would have sat down for it. So I start watching it, and like normal, I fall asleep. Old man nap. I wake up in time to see Cavani equalize for Man United. And then it goes to extra time. And it was a little bit of a boring game. But it goes to extra time, and now you have the penalty shootout. And in soccer, if you don't know, it's a best of five. And obviously, if you miss your first three and the other team makes their first three, you're done because you've already had your best of five. Some have the philosophy of keeping your best striker in the or the best penalty taker in the fifth position, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in the history of sports worldwide. That guy might not even be able to kick. Or girl, depending on female and male soccer. So I saw something that I've never seen before in my life. And that was 21 straight penalties made. 21. And each team made two subs right at the end of the game. And because of COVID, the Europa League this year, instead of three subs, they let you have five subs. And then if you went to extra time, you got a sixth sub. And so there were penalty takers. Guys are like, we want these guys on because they're good penalty takers. They were put on in the last second. So you write down your list and you go through 11 players. If you get to 11 players, then the goalies have to take them, and then you start over again at the top of the list. You don't take guys off the bench, but then you start over. And I've seen goalies take penalties before. There was the goalie for Peru. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name, but he was the main penalty taker for the Peruvian national team because he was so good. It's happened. And I've seen goalies get to, you know, the 11th spot where they needed to face each other. But that's usually because three guys have missed, three guys had it saved, put it over the bar, kicked it right at the goalkeeper. Every outfield player, and that's a term in soccer for meaning non-goalie, every outfield player made their penalty, and only one was poor. And that was Luke Shaw, who kind of hit the ground and bounced it, and the goalie for Villarreal, I don't know how he didn't block it. It just he almost like he dove too early and it got under his hand. But just unstoppable penalties. You want to go in the side netting, and really what you want to do when you take a penalty is pass it very briskly into the side of the net. And if you do that, any goalkeeper in the world won't be able to save it, especially if you put it up high. There's no way a goalie who's standing completely still can jump up and high. A goal is 8x8. It's 8 feet high, and it's 8 yards wide. And so whenever people say the goals need to be bigger, I'm like, have you ever stood in a goal as a goalie? They're as big as a house. You could probably pay $4,000 a month for that in San Francisco somewhere if it was an apartment, right? So just, you know, once you get into the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, you know, these guys, they don't take penalties. They just don't. And they were beautiful penalties. Side foot, high, corner, unstoppable. And then one guy hit it down the middle because one time David De Gea, who was the Manchester United goalie, the Spain goalie, he didn't move. He thought, what if the guy kicks it down the middle? And so the next guy kicked it down the middle because he thought, there's no way he stands in the middle of the park two times in a row. So there's all sorts of head games. Peter Schmeichel was on the broadcast for Paramount Plus, and he was saying, you know, he's one of the best goalkeepers of all time, best goalkeeper I can think of that I've ever seen. The Dane, and he said, I would decide I'm going left three times and right two times. And then they also had Robert Green, who had one of the great howlers of all time in World Cup history for England, a Merkel boner, but he said, I'm the complete opposite. I would use all the data and I would see how a guy would line up and I would think, well, he can't come across his body that way and blah, blah, blah. And so, anyway, all 10 outfield players for both teams. And then I started thinking about, you know, when once you got into the sudden death after five, you know, there would be a guy who of African heritage who would step up for Man United. And I thought, oh, my gosh, the amount of racial abuse this guy's going to get when he misses this penalty. And I'm thinking to myself, please let the black guy score, which is a dumb thing to think. But I just wanted to spare that guy the abuse he was going to get. But I thought, who's the GOAT? And I always feel bad when an outfield player misses that penalty. And I can give you a list of some of the famous penalty missers, from Chris Waddle to Dan Petrescu and on. So Stuart Pearce, I mean, these things haunt guys for years. And so I got to the goalie for Villarreal, boom, beautiful shot, up steps De Gea, the 22nd kicker. No one had missed, nothing had been saved. And he kind of hits, it's not a bad penalty. If the goalkeeper had gone the wrong way, he wouldn't have saved it, but he guessed right, saves it, and Villarreal wins their first ever trophy. Now, Marcus Rashford, who's a black player from Man United, he just tweeted that he's seen about 70 tweets of racial abuse that he's had. Now, he made his penalty, so they blamed him for a miss earlier in the game. It's a shame that people still, I mean, you think about the ban on social media that a lot of these teams had near the end of the season. It's just the anonymity of people who are hiding behind these things. You should be able to, if you're Twitter, just if somebody is offensive like that, just to delete the account. You say, well, he'll just go get another one. All right, well, at least make the guy go get another one. But anyway, it was an amazing, amazing thing. I've never seen it before in my life of 21 straight penalties made and 20 of them beautiful penalties. It was remarkable, and I was so glad that I parked my behind on the couch and watched that game, of which I had no rooting interest outside of the fact that I was pulling for Villarreal because Juan Foyt, the Argentine fullback, is actually a Tottenham player on loan, and Etienne Capoue, the French player, was a former Tottenham man. So he's a very familiar face to me. So I was rooting for those two, one former Tottenham, one current Tottenham player. And plus, I don't like to see other English teams win trophies out of spite. So pretty good result. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All righty then. What is going on? Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Let's get in and let's get heard. What you got? By the way, I hate Photoshop. I saw this picture of Harry Kane in a Man City jersey. I'm like, can you just wait till it actually happens? Is that all right? If we can just wait. There's a report today and I wake up my phone. Some people were texting me as early as 5:30 in the morning about Tottenham trying to bring Mauricio Pochettino back from Paris Saint-Germain, which I don't believe. Now, I also said Bale wasn't coming back. So, you know, I said the Raiders weren't moving back. So you never know. But why would you, let's say your wife kicks you out of your house and then you get another wife who's way better. And then less than 2 years later, you're going to be like, I think I'll go back to the wife who's worse and who kicked me out of the house. No, he's not going to leave PSG. Someone said, well, maybe that's Levy's way of keeping Harry Kane. Probably not. All right, a lot of you are like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm turning on NPR. By the way, it's, you know, I these shows, I don't want to be political. I try my hardest not to be political because that's not why you're tuning in. And you don't care what I think politically, just like I don't care what you think politically. We're here to talk about sports. I'm not going to judge somebody on who they voted for one way or the other. But we had a horrible tragedy yesterday in San Jose. 9 people killed, and then the guy kills himself. But I just remember when I was down at spring training in 2020, which was canceled right when I got there, and I don't own any guns. I'm too scared to own any guns, but I've always been fascinated with military history and things, and so when I get a chance to shoot guns, I love doing it at ranges, especially when I can shoot full auto, like in Arizona and Nevada. So when I'm in Reno, there's a place where I can shoot vintage World War II guns, which I've done. My favorite is the MP40. It's just, it's a fantastic submachine gun. But anyway, so, you're like, Rick, that's a terrible thing to say. No, it's not. It's responsible. I'm at a range. I don't own any. But I remember going to the Scottsdale Gun Club, which I really like because they have everything there. And I shoot more modern guns there. I've done it in Vegas, too. Machine Gun Vegas was the name of that place. But I went there and I thought, well, at least I can go to the Scottsdale Gun Club. And you couldn't park in the parking lot. It was like some kind of Christmas at the mall. And I thought, I wonder what's going on. And so I had to park way far away. And then I walk and I open the door. And normally you would go in and you wouldn't even have to wait. You couldn't move. It was shoulder to shoulder. And I like shimmied up to one of the desks and I asked the guy, I was like, how long would be the wait? And he said, you're looking at a few hours. He goes, everybody's buying a gun because of the pandemic. He's like, everybody's getting a gun. Everyone's learning to shoot. They're all learning to shoot. I thought, good Lord. And then I heard in California that every month, 165,000 new gun permits are given every month. It's just, which means there's more than a million new guns every year. Listen, I don't have any solutions. It's just, it's mind-boggling, though, how many guns are out there. And it's, as I said, there's a big difference between, you know, trying to protect yourself and the thing is, how do you stop a nut from doing something, right? You don't. And I don't think the answer is everybody should be armed at all times. Hey, you took my parking spot. That's the thing, too. It's like, oh, sorry I shot you, honey. I thought you were asleep next to me. No, that was me. I set the alarm off by accident. I got up early. Oh, my bad. Well, I already shot you. That's too bad. All right, let's talk some sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of banning people, the 76ers beat the Wiz yesterday, which is no surprise, and beat them handily by 25. But as Russell Westbrook was leaving and he had, he was limping. He had an ankle injury in the fourth quarter, came down wrong, and so it was obviously not in a good mood. But as he's leaving, some fan threw some popcorn on his head. And Westbrook lost his mind trying to get to the guy, and I don't blame him. I remember John Baker called it the 3-foot wall of impunity or whatever, where you'd be in a major league park and you're standing there, some guy's like 6'6", full of muscles, holding a baseball bat, and then there's a 3-foot wall and a guy 10 feet away is saying, you blankety blank son of a blank, because that 3-foot wall will protect him. Nobody wants to be Ty Cobb and run into the stands and beat a World War I vet with no arms. So Westbrook said, this S is out of hand. I wouldn't come up to me on the street and throw popcorn on my head because you know what happens. In these arenas, you got to start protecting the players. We'll see what the NBA does, end quote. Well, this whole thing about, well, they're really passionate in Philadelphia. This is from Valerie Camillo, who's the president of business ops at Wells Fargo Center. Quote, this was classless, unacceptable behavior, and we're not going to tolerate it at Wells Fargo Center. We're proud to have the most passionate fans in the country and the best home court and home ice advantage around, but this type of behavior has no place in our arena. Then the Sixers said, after investigation into the incident that occurred at last night's game, we have determined that the person involved will have his season ticket membership revoked, effective immediately. In addition, he will be banned from all events at Wells Fargo Center indefinitely. And also for life, we apologize to Russell Westbrook and the Washington Wizards for being subjected to this type of unacceptable and disrespectful behavior. There is no place for it in our sport or the arena. And that's how you handle it. And look, every fan base is going to have a jackass idiot like that. Probably a lot of them like that. And I don't understand how... I mean, if Russell Westbrook hit the last second shot and then he's giving you the finger, I might be able to understand. You'd be like, here, take this popcorn. The guy's limping off and his team's getting skunked. That's what doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And this is a lot different than the Knicks fan who was banned for telling Dolan, sell the team, sell the team. You're banned. Wait, what? Or like pushing Kyle Lowry or the Utah Jazz fan that was saying racist stuff. I mean, you have to weed these people out. And I think about nowadays with all the cameras we have, and every one of us is Cecil B. DeMille with our own camera and movie camera on us. The identification, the face recognition, it should be easy to identify people. Just like I think, why can't we have a drone that anyone who drives 90 on the freeway will automatically be banned for a year? I don't know. That's a topic for not this show. But, to lump all Sixer fans together would be like, you know, some dummy Raider fan running onto the field and like, oh, all Raider fans are idiots. No, every team, pick a sport, every team has embarrassing people. And I don't want to call them fans. I love the fact that this guy's name wasn't even released. It's like, we're not going to make him famous. We're not going to make him infamous. We're not going to make him a martyr. Whatever you want to say, we're not giving this guy any glory. And look, what he did wasn't a war crime. But you dump popcorn on the player's head, you should be banned. You should be banned. And they took his tickets away. And that's good. And I'm glad he was a season ticket holder. Not just some guy, you're banned for life. Cool, I was never coming back anyway. I'm Rick Tittle. Lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get on back on Byline.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. It is important to put customers first, especially as a small business. Fast email and social media response is critical for building brand trust. Try to keep response time to 24 hours or less for all communications with customers and wholesalers. This gives your business the chance to turn unhappy customers into loyal ones. If you can be there quickly, you can immediately relieve the issue. And high-quality support can often lead to more brand awareness and brand loyalty and trust. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Oh, come now. Don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
Well, that's aggro. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. By the way, you ever been into a Ross or a Marshalls? I know I have. Marshalls is a little bit better than Ross, I gotta say. It's not saying much, though. But I always wonder when I look in the clothes, it's like sports teams. It'll be like Titans, Atlanta Hawks, Mariners, and then tons of Stanford stuff. Like, no one cares about Stanford. No one buys their garbage. But I'm like, if I went to, I don't know, Pittsburgh, would it be all Raiders and A's stuff at the Ross there? You know, if I went to Houston, would it be all Niners and Giants? They just see something that says sports and they just throw it in. And with that in mind, I just got an email from eHarmony and it said, Mr. Belfonte, love is in the air for residents of Jersey City. Enjoy eHarmony.com today for free. Well, they're on to my alter ego. Mr. Belfonte. What if that was my name? And what if I was in Jersey City? Just send that email to everyone on earth, and maybe one or two guys might be it. I ever heard a comedian one time say, if you meet somebody on eHarmony and they don't like you, you're basically been, they're rejecting yourself. I already blew the joke. But that's the thing where I guess everyone is supposed to be exactly the same. I like anchovy pizza. Me too. I hate sad movies. Me too. I think Guns N' Roses are the best. Me too. All right. What am I doing? Am I on the air? Let me know when the show starts. Let me talk a little football with you. As Arlen Specter said, Americans are more addicted to football than they ever have been of baseball and heroin. I just love putting baseball and heroin in the same. And it's also funny that spelled different, heroin is a female hero. But Tua Tagovailoa has experienced some highs and lows in his football career, and on a professional level, mostly lows. And that comes with the territory of being a starting quarterback for a team that wasn't expected to do much, but still punched above its weight and fought for a playoff berth, mostly because he got benched for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I just wonder, in the grand scheme of things, you think you're going to be benched for an old guy from Harvard? I'm the star quarterback. I won a national championship at Alabama, and I'm being benched for a Harvard guy. It's like, well, in college, that sounds ridiculous, but all bets are off when you turn pro. Listen, kid. So I remember when Flores, the head coach, seems like he's a pretty good head coach, defensive-minded guy, with Miami, he said, okay, the rest of this season is Tua. we're just going to... Remember, there were some people who said, oh, they're going to do a Rosen and they're going to draft a quarterback. I'm like, no, they're not. Tagovailoa wasn't that bad. Not that bad. I did see him against the Raiders. And if he played any worse than that, then I would draft a quarterback. He was atrocious in that game against the Raiders. But anyway, he still got way too much potential to give up on that early. And so over the final 7 weeks of the season, the Dolphins were in with a shout for the playoffs. And so 3 times he started a game and got benched. It's like, we really want to win this. Go take a seat. And Tagovailoa was battled injuries. Remember, that was one of the things about his college career. Is he a tin man? Can he stay healthy? But he was asked yesterday about it at minicamp. And he talked about the humble pie he had to eat, about how it was a lot harder, saying, quote, well, I think last year for me, I wasn't as comfortable just in general. I wasn't comfortable calling plays. I think guys that we had last year were phenomenal. I just didn't have the comfortability of kind of checking plays, alerting plays, and doing that. I just rode with the play, even if I knew in a way that it wasn't going to work. I was trying to make it work still. But the firepower that we have this year, it's good, but you got to get it out of them too. If you're able to protect yourself and then get it out to them and have them make plays, then you'll be good. End quote. Now, here's the thing. When Tagovailoa did start, the Dolphins were 6-3. But once again, he kept having to sit down for Fitzpatrick coming out of the bullpen most of the time. Then, if you look at his quarterback rating, and these are just stats, but we do look, the rating was at 87.1. Anything under a 90 is pretty embarrassing. Completed 64% of his passes, which isn't bad. 1,814 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 5 picks. Ran for 3 touchdowns. So as I said, he wasn't horrible. He had some bad games. And, you know, he wasn't fantastic. But if you want to look at, if you really want to break down the metrics, there's one thing where he really shines, and that is when he got blitzed. His pass percentage went up to 65%, and 7 touchdown passes and 1 pick, and his rating when he got blitzed was a 101.6, which is a very respectable quarterback rating. And in fact, his interception rate when blitzed is the 6th lowest in history for rookie quarterbacks, once again, when blitzed. So you might want to invite extra pressure because when you rush 4 guys and he stands in the pocket, he's saying, I'm not checking down. I'm not going through my progressions. I'm not reading the defense. Or if I do read the defense and I see that it's not there, I'm going to try to make it there. But when all hell breaks loose, I'll make something happen. And so now with a full off season, remember, we can say because of the pandemic, they didn't really have the full type of training they normally do, which is they still had full camps. It is a real excuse, but it's barely a real excuse. When you talk about other sports, you really can say, hey, look, we weren't prepared like we normally were, right? Remember when baseball said, hey, we're going to need a couple weeks to get it going again? You go, well, everybody's off to a slow start. They're only playing 60 games. But football, yeah, they were told to stay away, but there was still a full camp. So, you look at Tagovailoa, I don't think he's dumb. It's just hard to learn all that stuff immediately and be excellent. Some guys are able to pull it off. Some guys, they come into the league and it looks like they've been there for 5 years, like a Justin Herbert, you know, and maybe that offense is easier to understand. I don't know. But Tagovailoa, what he needs to do now, and I'm sure he is because he said it out loud, is he has to have the confidence to say, come to the line of scrimmage. See, the easiest pre-snap read you're ever going to have, these are the things I was trying to teach these quarterbacks when I coached the police department in England for a few weeks. I said, the easiest pre-snap read you're going to have is look at the defensive backfield, and are they in a two deep or a three deep, meaning deep halves or deep thirds. And if they're in a two deep, you'll see the safeties on each hash. And if they're in a three deep, you'll see single high safety playing center field. So that means if you have anything downfield, if you're in a two deep, you can put a little more loft on it. But if there's three deep, then you're going to have to throw it a lot harder and you can't really put an arc on it or it's probably going to get picked. So that's just your first read. Then there are about 75 more reads after that. And that's why defensive front sevens, they stunt. Or they'll line up in a 3-4, then change to a 4-3, or they'll have one guy in the A gap and then switch him over. You'll have a guy in a, as they like to say, a 3 technique, go to a 5 technique. I love all these sayings to make us sound more sophisticated. I think my favorite one, plus the option, at some point, they start calling it the read option. Why they had to throw in that extra word, I don't know. You're always reading when you're in the option. The one I love is jumping real high. Now it's high pointing the ball. You can really high point it. But Tagovailoa, as I said, there was some regret that they didn't take Herbert, who they considered. They would much rather have him, but I wouldn't say it was buyer's remorse. Because it's sort of like, I kind of liken it to, and it's a little bit different, but Trae Young, as good as he is, you think, oh my gosh, we drafted Luka Doncic, and yet now we have Trae Young. Trae Young's still a great player. So do you immediately get rid of Trae Young because he's not Luka Doncic? No, you don't, because he's still great. So as I said, Tagovailoa didn't have the type of season that Trae Young had. As remember, he came out of Oklahoma as the leading scorer in the entire nation. But Tagovailoa, for all he has, is you don't get rid of him because he's not Justin Herbert. And you look around at some of these quarterbacks that these teams are rolling out right now, and you just have to think, look, this guy has all the potential in the world. I was asked before the draft, do I like Tagovailoa? My answer was yes, very much. I very much like him. When I saw him in that Raider game and I saw every snap, I was flabbergasted once again at how poor he was. And just chalk that down to growing pains. Now, if he comes out and looks like he did against the Raiders all this year, they're not gonna waste their time on a third year with him. But it would be too stupid, especially with the honesty that this kid has. You normally just say, oh, yeah, it moves real fast. And he's saying, I didn't even know the playbook, really. You know? And so he's got a full, real offseason. And they always say the third year is when it kind of clicks. So I'm rooting for him. You know, I got nothing against the kid. I got nothing against the Dolphins, unless they're playing my team. But I'm rooting for him just because the potential is there and you want to see it realized. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Wait! She must have meant 10 o'clock at night.
Do you think?
Why would she have you meet her in a bar at 10 in the morning?
I just figured she was a raging alcoholic.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
All right. Thank you for that. And coming up in the next hour, we got Jim Leiritz. We got Perry Baker, Johnny Celentano, I should say, Justin Milkman. I'm going to ask for 2%. John Sheinfeld. He's a director of a new movie, and a comedian, Adam Ferrara, in the third hour as well. I also want to tell you about a product that I think is, well, what can I say? It's just fantastic, and I recommend it with two thumbs up, and that is Tub O' Towels, baby. Tub O' Towels. Not Irish, but Tub O' apostrophe towels. Heavy-duty cleaning wipes. These extra-large 10x12 heavy-duty cleaning wipes have over 30,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Unlike other wipes, Tub O' Towels literally breaks the bond that holds dirt and grease on a surface to clean just about anything. And you can find them in the hand cleaning aisle at O'Reilly, AutoZone, Advance, Napa, and Pep Boys. And remember, these wipes aren't just for hands. They may start in the garage, but they tend to end up in the home. They remove grease, oil, tar, paint, stains, adhesive, decals, caulk, silicones, all sorts of stuff, and they are proudly made in the USA, and each wipe contains aloe vera, vitamin E, and lanolin. Go to tubotowels.com. Once again, tubotowels.com. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick tub of news break, and we will be back on Sports Byline.